Problems are inevitable. You can never make away. You can never do away with problems. Problems will be there. The problem is how you manage the problem that you see. There are sometimes I learned something that whenever people I say you don't gather fool everywhere, I'll begin to laugh. I'm not laughing because I know the solution to that thing. I am laughing because I'm handing over to the Holy Ghost. You will see me do it. If you are always around me, you will see me. Sometimes I'll just start laughing. Believe me, that time I am most stressed in my entire life. In fact, I have no idea, I have no knowledge. Have you ever seen sometimes you are quarreling at someone, you start laughing? But in your heart, you are very angry. But your face just be laughing. And the person you are quarreling start laughing with you. And you are like, what is funny? Does that make sense? That is how it is sometimes when the issues of life comes. They press down on you. Not because you are not strong. But they are... See, let me teach you this before I go to our teaching today. Malachi 3. Let me show you a mystery in Malachi. Malachi 3. Someone should read from verse... Let's start from verse 5. I'm going to show you a mystery from Malachi 3. Now, the Bible says something in the book of Genesis. Is that correct? The Bible said that, and God cursed the earth. Is that correct? God looked at... Adam was asked, what happened? He said, I am naked. Who told you are naked? The woman. And God shifted and moved to the woman. Woman, what is the problem? Woman said, it's the snake. And God shifted to the snake. The snake did not blame anybody. The snake swallowed everything by itself. That is why snake always swallow. And the snake swallowed everything by itself. Now, when God came, God caused the snake. He said, you will eat the dust. And you will crawl in your belly for the rest of your existence. Is that correct? Then the Lord came to the woman and said something that, in pains will you give birth, and you will seek to be the head of your husband, but you will always be under your husband. That is the cause. That is why women naturally want to head the family. But no matter what, they still come down because there is something that is just not there to allow them to do that. Does that make sense? So, now, that is it. It's not that if a woman has that thing, oh my God, women will rule the world. But God intentionally did it. Then when God came to man, God could not curse who he has blessed. You can't curse what you have blessed. So what God did was that God cursed the soil, the ground. Now, when God was cursing the soil, it does not mean the natural ground. God was cursing the earth to bring forth danger and troubles and calamity and hardness to man. Is that correct? But now, before the end of the Old Testament, something happened. The book of Malachi came and told us that there is a pattern in which you can change that curse that the earth has been given power over. Now, when God caused the earth, naturally, earth is supposed to make things difficult in your life. The world around you is expected. In fact, if the world is not making things difficult for you, God will judge the world. Let me just use it that way. Does it make sense? Naturally, every man wants respect. You can't take it away from them. It's their imbuut. Naturally, women love gifts. You can't take it away. It's their imbuut. Except the Holy Ghost comes and changes something. Is that correct? Men are not moved by gifts. A woman that is not moved by gifts, does he exist? No. If she's not moved by material gifts, she'll be moved by some gift. That's a particular thing that can move a woman. That's the part. And that thing has to be gift. Something she didn't labor for. Something just gift to her. And you find that the nature of women, you can give them a car now, they're like, wow, thank you, Jesus. The next 10 minutes, they forget you gave them a car, they can change it for you. You give a man, a brother, a car, that car stays forever in his head. Whenever he wants something, he says, this person did this thing, he respects. But a woman will forget you gave the car and tell it to your face, my brother, if it's because of that car, take it. Now, follow me. Now, this is the nature. It's imbued. It's imbued. Except the Holy Ghost comes and changes it. Does that make sense? Now, that is one thing about the earth. The earth has been caused by who? By God, the creator of heaven and earth. He said, man must labor on this earth. So challenges ought to come to men. But in the book of Malachi, we saw a dimension of the glory of God. Where God said something very, very important. Are you there? Please read.
At that time, I will put you on trial. Mm-hmm. I am eager to witness against all sorcerers and adulterers and liars.
Now, this is what God is saying. Keep going.
I will speak against those who cheat employees of their wages.
Now God is saying that I will speak against this. I will bring forth this. Keep going.
I will speak against those who cheat employees of their wages, who oppress widows and orphans, or who deprive the foreigners living among you of justice. For those people who do not fear me, says the Lord of heaven's armies.
Mm. Keep going.
I am the Lord and I do not change.
Now listen, the Lord said, he said, I am the Lord, I do not change. That means, he's not saying that that I can't do the same thing in different ways. He said, I have a pattern. Yeah, I have a way. There is a way to the Father. Oh no, don't. You see, people have created so many ways to the Father. See, in the realm of the Spirit, I always tell you, there are more than 1,000 doors in the Spirit, but only one leads to the Father, and that door is Jesus. You can't access Jesus, you can't access the Father, except you come through Jesus. Does that make sense? You can't access the Father in the name of the Father. You can't access the Father in the name of the Holy Ghost. You can only access the Father in the name of who? Jesus. The Holy Ghost is there to lead you to Jesus. The Holy Ghost is the revealer of Jesus. You don't know how much Jesus loves you until the Holy Ghost comes knocking. Does that make sense? Because the Holy Ghost is a witness. He's the one that bears you witness that this thing has been paid for. So the absence of the Holy Ghost is the absence of a man knowing not who Jesus is. I don't know. Like I told you that Jesus came to reveal the Father. The Bible said that, and Jesus is the express image of the Father. And Jesus tells us that the Holy Ghost is not coming on his own accord. He's coming to reveal me. He will not do anything according to himself. He will do whatever I have told him. So the Holy Ghost is the example of who Jesus is. Now, the Bible made us understand that the Holy Ghost is not here to reveal himself. The Holy Ghost is there to reveal who? Jesus. But we are the express image of the Holy Ghost. Hold on. Should I explain? The Holy Ghost dwells inside of me. Is that correct? The Holy Ghost does not have a body. But the Holy Ghost finds his body inside of me. So if I become like Christ, then I reflect the Holy Ghost. Follow me. You will catch it. I'm coming. What I will teach you will open your eyes. So now, like he said, I am God, I change it not. What he's trying to say that if I have said it, I have said it. There is a principle that governs the earth that no spirit can operate on earth except someone invokes or invites the spirits. Not even demon can forcefully force you to do anything except you allow that demon. Demons cannot break your will. They whisper it, then you accept it, then they find expression in it. Does that make sense? So don't say, I didn't know the devil did it. Some things that you do, even the devil is somewhere saying, I don't when, how, like how. The Bible said on that day, we say, is this one, this thing, this person, this being that shaped the earth? Is it this thing? Because who knows, it might be very short. Does that make sense? Now, follow me. Now, keep reading, ma'am.
I am the Lord and I do not change.
He said, I am the Lord and I do not change.
That is
so that means the same God of the Old Testament, the same God of the New Testament. Is that correct? Keep reading, ma'am.
That is why you descendants of Jacob are not already destroyed.
He said, this is the reason why you have not been destroyed is because I am God, because I have a covenant with Abraham. If not of the covenant I had with Abraham, I would have destroyed every one of you. That because they were not worthy of him. But because he gave his word to Abraham, he must fulfill his word. The same way God gave his word to the earth. The earth is meant to give you the troubles. But God later gave you a solution. Keep reading, man.
Ever since the days of your ancestors, you have scorned my decrees.
He said, ever since the days of your ancestors, you have rejected my word. You have rejected my direction, my instructions.
And failed to obey them.
Now return to me. He said, now listen, return to me.
And I will return to
you. Only then will I come back to you.
Says the Lord of heaven's armies.
Yes.
But you ask.
But you asked.
How can we return?
You see, that is the problem most people have, Christians, is that they think they are with God, whereas they are not with God. That is why an average Christian believes that if I go to church every Sunday, I am saved. How old was I when I get to know that you just going to church does not guarantee heaven? And I know many persons believe that. Many persons believe that going to church guarantees heaven. Just going to church, you go to heaven. Some people didn't know that you have to come before God and say, Father, I accept you. You have to open your mouth and declare that I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. If you don't do that, my brother, if the trumpet sound, you are going to hell straight up. According to the book of Romans 10, from 8 to 9. Does that make sense? Now, keep reading, ma'am.
How can we return when now, we have never gone away?
He said, how can we return when we have never left you? We have always been with you. So why are you saying that I need to return to you? There are many Christians that live a life like this. They wake up in the morning, they live their normal life, they go to church, they pray, they fornicate around, lie around, do all sort of atrocity, and in their heart, they don't feel that conscious, they don't feel like I've sinned. And on Sunday, they still come and raise their hand and worship God. And now, this is those Christians, and God is saying that they didn't even know that. God is saying, you have left me, you're not with me anymore. And they're saying, how did we leave? Because they were religious. They were going to church, they were doing the sacrifice, they were asked, but something was missing,
How can we return when we have never gone away?
How can we return when we have never gone away?
Should people cheat God?
Now God is replying, should people cheat me? I am God. Should people cheat me? Now listen.
Yet you have cheated me.
Yet you have cheated. These people didn't know they are out from God. They have left God. And not only that they have left God, they are actually cheating God. Keep reading, man.
But you asked me, what do you mean? When did we ever cheat you?
Now they are asking, how do we cheat you? Whenever you don't obey the word of God, you are cheating God. Whenever you know what is right and you do what is wrong, you are cheating God. Whenever you live a life that does not glorify God and you claim to be a Christian, you are cheating God. You are a hypocrite. Whenever you know what is good to do and you don't do, you are cheating God. And nobody will say you don't know what is good because the law has been written in our hearts. So you can't say you don't know what is right. God has hold us where we know fish out. For heaven, that judgment day go out. Keep reading, man.
You have cheated me of the tithes and offerings.
You have cheated me of the tithe, number one, and of the offerings.
That are due to me.
That are due. Now, this is, before I teach, I want you to follow this. Remember, we're talking about the earth. That God has given the earth the power to create calamity over your life. But God gave us a solution at the ending chapter. Now, see what happened. He said, you have cheated me of the tithe that is due to me. Now, God is saying that it is due to me. That means it is meant, it has reached for me to receive it. Keep reading.
You are under a curse.
Hey, listen. God is speaking. How many of you know that when God speaks, you listen? How many of you know that? That when God speaks, what happened? You listen. Now, God is saying that you have cheated me, and because you have cheated me, you are under a curse. And this curse, whenever you are under a curse, God does not release curses to you. The earth brings curses to you. Are you getting the point now? Are you getting the point now? God will not release the curse. God has cursed the earth. So the curse that is upon the earth will manifest itself in your life. Jesus. I don't know if you're following me. God is not releasing a new curse. The curse has been cursed to the earth the first time in the book of Genesis. So what God does is that when you disobey, the earth reacts to your disobedience. So God is not in heaven and saying, I'm releasing another curse upon your family. No. When you do this, when you fail to do this, you provoke the earth to react to you or treat you in a certain way. Does that make sense? Keep reading, man.
You are under a curse, for your whole nation has been cheating me. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse.
Now, he said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse.
So there will be enough food in my temple.
So that there will be enough food in my temple.
If you do, says the Lord.
Now listen, he said, now listen. He said, look at, if you do this. If you do this.
I will open the windows of heaven for you.
Listen, I know that the earth has been cursed. But if you do this, there is the principle I've laid down. There is a dimension of me. There is a possibility of me that a part of me can open the vault of heaven for you. This is the reason why many Christians are suffering and yet no solution. There are some people that are prayer warriors. They can pray and fast for 100 days. Pray for 10 hours, 7 hours, 50 hours. And yet, after they have prayed, their life will amount to nothing. God is saying, I enjoy the prayer, I love the prayer, but exercise the principles. See, the word of God is the principle of God. I don't know if I'm in the right class. Are you understanding what I'm teaching? Does it make sense? So please, I'm not asking you for tithes. Keep your tithes. I'm too rich. Oh God, you don't know. Keep reading.
I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room.
He said, I will pour out a blessing so great that you won't have enough room to carry it. Now, this blessing will be so great that this blessing will break the principle that has been given to the earth realm. You're not getting this. Are you following me? The blessing will be so great that the principle of this earth cannot overshadow it. Keep reading.
Try it. Put me to the test.
And that is the only place in the entire Bible God said, test me. The only place the Bible said, test me and see. That is the only place to test me. In your offerings and your givings.
Your crops will be abundant.
Now listen to it. This crop signifies your business. In the olden time, what they feed from is crops. So when you have a farmland and you get about 10,000 corns, you bring about 1,000 of the corn to God as a means of tithe. Now, in this dimension, this has to do with your business. So your business. Now, God is saying that whenever you tithe, I will do something to your business. What is that?
Your crop will be abundant.
He said your crop. That means there will be increase. That is why you open shop and you are selling. God is saying there are spirits that are meant to make you not to sell. There are spirits that when a man is walking to your shop, that spirit can hit the man to come this way. It has happened to many of you. How many times have you been going for a particular store? As you're going for a particular store, you just turn and you saw and that's it. That is the earth. The earth is changing something in the realm of the spirit. The earth is redirecting your movements. That is why sometimes you are looking for a particular thing, you just fall on the ground, you find that thing. And you're like, so you have been under the chair for long? That is the earth. Oh, Jesus. Now, God is saying there is a way to revoke the curse that has been placed upon the earth. And he said, when you tithe, he said, what will happen is that I will give you abundance of crops.
I will guard them from insects and
now,
diseases.
Now, God said, I will protect them from theft. I will protect them from people that will come to harm. He said, I will protect them from people that will come to harm. So if people come and begin to create calamity in your place of work, do not worry. Once you are tight, just relax. It's just like you saw a dimension of what happened. Some people came to the church, to the ministry, and made their way with the ministry TV. We didn't come and start crying, Oh God, no. We understand there is something that is giving us the courage. There is something we know. And in less than 24 hours, a better TV was provided. Now, it's because we know that there is a covering. But had even I come and say, all of them, they go die in the name of Jesus. The ground go swallow them. It shows you don't know the things that you exercise. And people we are calling, people kept giving. Even when we have bought the TV, people we are still giving. Because he said something. He said your crop will be abundance. So if the TV was 1,000, we are meant to receive 10,000. Because he said abundance. The earth will cause men to favor you. That is the principle of favor. If you don't engage these things, my brother, there are a lot of things. You can be a prayer warrior and yet your life will be useless. I'm not teaching yet. I'm just... Sometimes the Lord wants to get things out for some persons to be blessed. Keep reading.
Your grapes will not fall from the vine before they are ripe.
Now, God is saying, I will put my angels in charge over you, just like he did in the book of Psalm 91. You put his angels in charge over you. Keep reading.
Then all nations will call you blessed.
Then after that, God will announce you, and everyone that sees you will know you are blessed. Are you seeing the secret to blessings? Are you seeing the secret to blessings?
For your land will be such a delight, says the Lord of
hosts. Keep reading that.
You have said terrible things about me.
Thank you. That is where I want to stop. Now, something happened here. The Lord began to revoke the devourer. The Lord began to revoke everything that want to fight you. So when someone pushed you, like you saw Madam Treasure was sharing the testimony, said that, and someone slapped her. And there were other people there. Okay, she has been preaching. She's among the evangelical team. So a lot of people have seen her face. And someone slapped her. And even she retaliated. one soul will say, Okwande Evangelism. And they will not ask you, which church are you going to see? You say, all CEO ministry members are like that. You know, when it comes to branding, all you need to meet is meet one of the brand. You can criticize the whole brand. Simple, just buy one fruit, one juice from somebody's shop. Just one juice you bought. Later you drank it, that's expired. Your friend said, I want to go and buy it. You say, leave them. That woman where they sell expired things. Now, the only thing you bought was juice. But automatically, everything in her shop has expired. And that is why when the woman slapped her, something came. And something, the earth changed the power around. And the woman began to feel sorry. Does that make sense? There are things that you will engage that when people hurt you, they hurt themselves. Remember, God is not saying that you will not fall. God is saying that you will fall, but you get back up. God is not saying that trials and challenges will not come your way. He's saying that they will come, but they will not kill you. Thank you, Father. Can someone, wherever you are, see, don't bring your tithe to my ministry. You have a church. If the Lord leads you to pay your tithe to this ministry, fine. But you have a church. Can you for 1 second take 1 minute and tell God, I will be faithful in my offering and tithe? I have understood this too. I don't know who needs to hear this. But there are some persons that the reason why your business is not growing is because you have not engaged in tithe. I tithe. Oh God, I tithe. That was the principle that Job understood. The Bible said that Job will come out and say, Father, I'm making a sacrifice in case if there is a sin that my children has committed without me knowing. And God kept on blessing Job. Make a commitment with the Father. Father, I promise to be faithful. To be faithful. Be faithful in your house. In Jesus' name.